Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The shortstop, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Ramirez. Batting third. The DH, Jeff Newman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Matt Keough. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball four. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Keogh covering, for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball four. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Murray fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Murray. Norris scores. Kuiper scores. Date goes all the way around to score. Hara moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hara scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds moves to third. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keogh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 0 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cox. The throw from Essien and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dade hits a line drive towards short. Guerrero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Herrera is hit by the pitch. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herrera moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Alexander and he is out, Herrera applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 2 in the game. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Essien and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hara moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 2 in the game. Burke strikes out. Alexander drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Burke out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Keough covering, for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough fires to first and picks off Alexander. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Date is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-3 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. Revering reaches second base with a double. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Revering scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Mike Edwards pinch runs for Jim Essien. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-3 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gross moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gross scores. Edwards scores. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Sid Monge now pitching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Ramirez now playing third base. Jeff Newman now catching. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Mike Edwards now playing second base. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-4 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-4 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-4 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alexander bunts towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Norris is walked intentionally. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guerrero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Heaverlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaverlow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dade. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-4 in the game. Burke is walked intentionally. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Edwards moves to third. Burke moves to second. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy is walked intentionally. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Hara bunts towards the mound. Heaverlow fields it and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Revering hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 5 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Herrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. 1 out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez juggles the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Cox moves to second. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ted Cox. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Rosello now playing third base. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Picciolo moves to third. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Burke strikes out. 1 out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to second. Milt Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. Date hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Date moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Date moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Date tags and scores. Bonds tags and moves to third. Thornton tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Alexander is walked intentionally. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Newman strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Derek Bryant pinch hits for Bob Lacey. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.